White House dispatches First Lady to political battlegrounds to help vulnerable Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on September 13, 2021. The First Lady Jill Biden is set to visit the political battleground states of Wisconsin and Iowa this week to help vulnerable Democrats as they begin to worry about their chances of keeping their seats and the majority in the House. Jill will stop in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Wednesday, as well as Des Moines, Iowa, with Representative Cindy Axne, the lone Democrat in Iowa's congressional delegation. While there, the two are supposed to talk about school reopening and promote President Joe Biden's radical Build Back Better agenda, which Axne has so far fully backed. Jill and Axne will hold their event at a community college in Des Moines, WISN, a local ABC News affiliate, reported. Axne has been seen as one of the most vulnerable members the Republicans are looking to unseat. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, Chairman Representative Tom Emmer, MN, recently declared on Breitbart News Saturday that Axne was one of the committee's top targets and she will not coming back in the next Congress. He further said, "All I can say about her is every week there's another gaffe from Cindy Axne. She's a bad fit for the district, and we're gonna make sure that Iowans know the damaging economic policies she supports are hurting." Last month, Axne's taxpayer-funded staff had to correct the record after the vulnerable Democrat made another major gaffe. She claimed that there are no longer hospital beds available in Iowa because all of the beds were taken up by what she claimed is a surge in Chinese coronavirus cases of the unvaccinated. After making the remarks during an on-camera interview, the station fact-checked the congresswoman in her office, trying to play off her mistake by saying hospitals were short on space and trying to remind those who are unvaccinated to get the vaccine jab. Additionally, Axne, comparing her voting record with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is more aligned with Pelosi since Joe became president. Her voting record during the current 117th Congress reveals they agreed on 100% of votes. However, in the last Congress, they voted together 94% of the time. Interestingly enough, a poll from the American Action Network showed that Axne trails in a poll against a generic Republican as she sides with Joe's partisan agenda along with his approval rating. Joe's approval in Axne's district sits at 43%, with 51% disapproving of him. Additionally, a net 9% favors a generic Republican running against her, and the socialist Build Back Better agenda had 55% disapproval. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.